여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 15개 시도 교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2003학년도 제1회 고등학교 2학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호, 그리고 이름을 써놓으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 어젯밤에 한 일을 순서대로 나열한 것을 고르세요.
Jane, I called you, but you were out last night.
Yesterday was my wedding anniversary.
Really? Congratulations! Where did you go?
First, my husband and I went out for dinner. We had steak, but the meat was tough.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then?
We went to the movies. The kissing scene was very impressive.
How romantic. Was that all?
No, we went to a dance club. The music was too loud and we both got headaches.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 웨이터를 부른 이유를 고르세요.
Waiter, these are not the dishes we ordered.
Are you sure, ma'am?
Of course. I ordered spaghetti with tomato sauce, and you brought me tomato soup.
I'm terribly sorry, ma'am. The kitchen must have mixed up the orders.
Well, we just like to get the food we ordered.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get your order as soon as I can. Would you like a free appetizer while you wait?
Thanks.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화가 이루어지고 있는 장소를 고르세요.
This is our weight room. As you can see, we have the latest equipment.
Do you have free weights?
Yes, we do. We also have stair machines.
Do you have treadmills?
Certainly. If you'll come this way, you'll see the swimming pool.
I hear it's a small swimming pool.
No, it's Olympic size.
Really? Can you show me the pool?
Yes, right this way.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 오늘 여자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르세요.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Tony?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. What's the matter? I tried to contact you all day long yesterday, but there was no answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I've called. My phone number was changed yesterday.
Oh, that's what the problem was.
Yeah, my new number is 722-3055.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업을 고르세요.
Good afternoon, ma'am. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to rent a car.
What kind of car would you like?
I'd like a full-size car.
Let me see. We have a Camry.
A Camry will be fine. How much is it?
It's $45 a day with unlimited mileage.
That sounds good. I need it until Friday.
May I see your driver's license and a credit card?
Sure. Here you are.
All right. Here's your rental agreement. Please sign here.
Okay.
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 물건값으로 지불해야 할 액수를 고르세요.
Good afternoon, miss. Can I help you?
Yes, I need some souvenirs for my friends.
We have various kinds of souvenirs. Right this way.
What are these?
Those are candles.
They're very cute. How much are they?
They are $2.50 a piece.
Okay, I'll take 5 of these.
5 candles. All right.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지금 무엇을 하고 있는지 고르세요.
Welcome to America. May I see your passport and customs form?
Sure. Here you are.
What is the purpose of your trip to America?
I'm here on business.
How long do you plan to stay?
About 2 weeks.
You may proceed to customs now. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 목적지로 가기 위해 선택한 방법을 고르세요.
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Cinema World?
Sure, but it's a few miles from here.
Really?
Yes, it's too far to go there on foot.
What if I take a taxi?
That's too expensive.
How about taking a bus?
If I were you, I wouldn't do that. Look at the long line of people waiting at the bus stop.
I see. I guess I'd better go there by subway. Thank you.
My pleasure.
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일을 고르세요.
Hello?
Hello? Adam? This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. What's up?
I'm having a problem with my radio.
What's wrong?
I can't hear the music clearly.
Did you try to adjust the antenna?
Yes, I did, but that didn't work.
Well, what about hitting it?
I've tried hitting it, but that didn't work either.
I think you'd better call a radio repair shop.
Okay, I will.
10번입니다. 다음을 듣고 비행기가 이륙하지 못하는 이유를 고르세요.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry to inform you that our airplane will not be taking off. The captain has discovered a mechanical problem and the plane must return to the gate. We apologize for this inconvenience. After we return to the gate, we request that all passengers leave the plane. Please take all of your personal belongings with you. Once again, we apologize for any inconvenience.
11번입니다. 대화를 듣고 주어진 표의 내용 중 잘못된 것을 고르세요.
Jeju Beach Restaurant. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation for Friday the 7th for 4, please.
We already have quite a few reservations for Friday night. What time do you want?
Sometime around 6.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're fully booked for 6.
Then what about 7?
Okay. Anything else?
I want a table beside the window.
I see. May I have your name, please?
Sure. Please reserve it under the name of Ann Carpenter.
We'll see you then. Thanks for calling.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 오늘 오후에 예상되는 날씨를 고르세요.
What a beautiful morning. It's a bright and fine day.
Yes, it's been a long time since I've seen clear skies.
It has been raining for more than a week, hasn't it? I hate rain. I want to enjoy the sunshine. So, I won't need an umbrella anymore today.
I think you'd better take it with you.
Why?
The weather forecast says it'll start raining again in the afternoon.
Again?
Yes.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 공항에 가는 목적을 고르세요.
Hi, Mr. Reed.
Hi, Ms. Christine. What a surprise. I didn't expect to see you here. Are you meeting someone?
No, I have a plane to catch at 5. What about you?
I have to meet my brother here at 6. He is coming back home from Seoul. Where are you going?
I'm going to New York on business.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정을 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르세요.
Sarah, you don't look so good. Is there anything wrong?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Can you tell me the problem? I'd like to help you.
Okay. Mathematics at school is too difficult for me. I can't understand it.
I know what you mean, but many students might be having difficulty too.
No, they seem to understand what the teacher is talking about.
Don't worry so much. You'll do better.
No, I won't. I'm probably going to fail. My parents will be so disappointed because they think I'm doing okay.
I understand how you feel.
5번입니다. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르세요.
Number 1. Would you turn on the air conditioner?
Sure, no problem.
Number 2. Would you mind not smoking here, please?
Okay, I'll go outside.
Number 3. Please try to come to class on time.
I'm sorry. I won't be late again. I promise.
Number 4. Excuse me, would you take your feet off my chair?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was bothering you.
Number 5. Would you help me move into my new apartment tomorrow?
Sure. I'll be at your new place tomorrow at 3.
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 가지고 있는 어려움을 고르세요.
You've been here for 6 months. How do you like living in America?
I love it.
I'm happy to hear that. Are there any problems here?
Nothing serious, but I get nervous when I meet people.
Do you feel shy when you meet people?
Not exactly. I feel nervous.
Do you have many difficulties when you speak English?
No, my language skills have been improving faster than I expected, but I still make some mistakes when I speak English.
Don't worry, you'll do better.
17번과 18번은 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 17번입니다.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, Minsu. Is Mina here yet?
No, I tried calling her, but she didn't answer. She should be here soon.
Great. Have you looked around?
Yeah, this place is great. I love all the shops.
Me too. I can't wait to visit the new stores.
Oh, before I forget, Mina and I talked about seeing a movie afterward. Will you be able to join us?
18번입니다.
Hey, James. Long time no see. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. I'm fine, thank you.
It's really been a long time. Where are you working now?
I work at Hilton High School.
Oh, really? What do you do there?
I'm a teacher. I teach history.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, it's a great job. I love it. And what do you do?
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Will you be able to go with me for a walk?
I'm not sure if I can. My knees have been bothering me.
We will not go very far, just to the park.
Okay, that sounds great. I would like some fresh air.
Great. By the way, it's getting chilly. You should bring a sweater.
20번입니다. 다음 말을 듣고 이어질 말로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Many children want to have a pet, but parents do not like the idea of a dog or a cat in the house. In fact, pets can be good for children. A pet means something to play with. This can be especially important if there is only one child. Also, children can learn a lot from a pet. They can learn about animals. This is an important lesson for them. So,